Hello, everybody. My name is Christy Eldridge, and this is Everyday Prophecy. Holy Spirit, thank you for what you're going to do right now. Thank you for this word you're going to bring through me. I praise you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing, God. Anoint my voice to speak for you. Hallelujah. Lord, let me prophesy through love. Let me prophesy through love. Give me your heart for your body, for those that this message is intended for. Help me. It's supernatural, Lord. Help me. I pray that every word I speak would be from you, Holy Spirit. I want to prophesy through the Holy Spirit and Him alone. I want to bring the pure word of the Lord for you, to encourage you, to empower you, to spur you along, to bring you comfort, to strengthen you. I want to call the gold out in you. You have to test and judge this word. You have to test the spirit behind this word. The Holy Spirit in you will recognize if this word is of the Holy Spirit, just like every prophetic word. And He will speak more to you. Please go to Him. Sit before Him. Lay down at His feet. And ask Him to reveal His heart and how this word will apply in your life. I just thank you. I give you praise, Lord, for who you are. And let this word bring you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. All right, He's having me go to the same scripture I went to the other day, but that's okay because He's the Lord and He can do whatever He wants. Hallelujah. So my Bible is actually open to Matthew 19:30 in the New King James. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. And He says, keep reading. I'm in Matthew 20 now. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. Now when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them out into his vineyard. And when he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said to them, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, I will give you. So they went. Again, he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour and did likewise. Verse 6 says, and about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle, and said to them, why have you been standing here idle all day? They said to him, because no one hired us. He said to them, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, you will receive. So when the evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first. And when those who were hired about the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. But when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more, and they likewise received each a denarius. And when they had received it, they complained against the landowner, saying, these men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day. But he answered each one of them and said, friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things, or is your eye evil because I am good? So the last will be first, and the first last, for many are called, but few are chosen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Help, Holy Spirit. We love you, Lord. The Lord is really highlighting. Listen, I don't have this ahead of time, guys. I'm flowing with the Holy Spirit here. And he is good and he is able. Matthew chapter 20, verse 6. This is what he's highlighting to me. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle and said to them, "Why have you been standing here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, you will receive." This is a prophetic picture about what God is doing right now. The Holy Spirit says it is the 11th hour. I hear the Holy Spirit saying many are standing idle. They don't know what to do because they have not been commissioned. They're in a hidden place, he says. They're in obscurity. They have not been given their marching orders. They feel the greatness and the call of God on their life, but they have no idea which way to turn, how to accomplish it. They're looking for permission. They're looking for commission. I hear the Holy Spirit, help me, Holy Spirit. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, many are called, but few chosen. He says, my chosen ones. Ishamaka yurosona nagishe peke titititi. My chosen ones. He says, I'm bringing them into my vineyard in droves. He says, it's my delight to pull these ones into my vineyard. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know, in this scripture, we see the ones that were hired first, and they agreed to a denarius a day. And the landowner sent them into the vineyard to work. But then when he went out in the third, the sixth, the ninth, and the 11th hour, he also hired them. But he didn't specify the dollar amount. He didn't even talk about the dollar amount. He said, whatever is right, you will receive. I just really feel the heart of the Lord that, listen, these ones, they are aching for purpose. They are aching to fulfill the calling, the destiny on their life. They can feel the greatness, the call to greatness, and they want to serve the Lord. And they're not concerned about the money, these ones. These ones that he is bringing into his vineyard, that he's bringing into the kingdom, that have such a great purpose, they don't care about the money. They don't care about being noticed, about fame. These ones are truly humble. Help me, Holy Spirit. And there's this upset that's happening right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There's this upset in the body of Christ that's happening right now. I heard the Holy Spirit just now saying, kingdoms are toppling. Man-made kingdoms are toppling. He said the towers are coming down. Lord, I thank you for helping me right now. Listen, he is speaking to me about 9/11. The towers that came down. Ishamogani ni yone ishapakana ni yone disi. He says it was a prophetic picture. The enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And 9/11 was a clear depiction of John 10:10. And the thief comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But you know what? What the enemy brings for your harm, God turns around for your good. He said, many man-made towers are falling. Listen, I just really feel the heart of the Lord, like many man-made ministries, many large man-made churches where man constructed the towers, man, there's so much wealth there. These ones that there's so much wealth, there's such a structure and a system in place that man created. Please help me, Lord. Show God. The day of 9/11, that was pure evil, that was evil, that was satanic, it was demonic what happened that day. And the Lord is saying, listen, the enemy is coming. He's come. These man-made towers, these man-made ministries that have not been built by the Holy Spirit, that have not been built upon a firm foundation of Jesus Christ, the ones that have been built to glorify man, to elevate man, there are openings. There's access points to the enemy. There are open doors to the enemy. And we've seen that happening already, and it's going to continue to happen. And the Lord says, I'm letting it happen. The Lord says, I'm letting it happen. He says, I'm ushering in a new era. I'm ushering in a new era. He says, the 11th hour workers are coming into my vineyard. He says, I'm rebuilding the ruined cities. I'm rebuilding the ruined cities. The towers that are falling, the ministry towers built on man, the Lord says, I am rebuilding them for my glory. I feel like he's referencing Psalm. I'm going to turn there right now. I think it's 126 or 7. I can't remember which one it is. Like I said, I'm just flowing with the Lord, guys. So this is what it looks like flipping in the Bible. Help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah, Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for he gives his beloved sleep. That was Psalm 127, verses 1 and 2 in the New King James. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. These 11th hour workers, there are no guarantees. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's like there are no guarantees. They're just walking in blind faith. They're giving all of themselves. These ones in Matthew chapter 20 that we read about, they had no idea how much they were going to be paid. They knew that they would be paid fairly. They were just happy to have purpose, to be commissioned, to not, like, they're just standing there idly in this, like, with nothing to do. Like, I just really feel the heart of God. It's like, that's depression. To not have purpose, to not know where you're going or what you're doing, or to have direction from the Lord. It's like, it's depression. It's like being useless. It's not having a purpose. It's not good. And the Lord said, I'm calling them. It's a changing of the guard. The ones that were hired for the denarius, they were not happy. They weren't happy that the 11th hour workers were paid the same as them. The landowner said, like, there's evil in your heart. There's evil in your heart. Thank you, Lord. It's not my perfection. It's yours. I'm turning back there again. Chapter 20, verse 14, take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good? There's an exposure going on right now in the body of Christ. Help me, Holy Spirit. Where the motivations of men are being exposed. The motivations, actually, I just feel the heart of the Lord right now. Listen, he's healing those ones that are acting as servants and not as sons and daughters. They've been acting as servants. They don't know the Lord. They've been acting as, they have this orphan spirit. They have this, they think that they are a servant, like a hired worker. And they don't realize that they're a son and a daughter. They have unhealed trauma. There's wounds. And the Lord is exposing that. It's going to come to the surface. Holy Spirit's talking right now about a religious spirit. Those ones that have been doing the stuff for years, doing it this way, doing it, I don't know, the traditional way. They don't take kindly to these new ones that have come in and think that they're gonna, like, what? Who do you think you are? Who sent you? Why are you getting paid the same as me? The Lord's ushering, he says he's ushering in a new breed. They don't care about all that. They care about doing the will of the Father.
They've given me everything. They're willing to lay it all down. They don't care about how they look. They don't care about how they're perceived. They don't care that they're misunderstood. They just want to go for me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I just feel like I'm supposed to share a quick testimony. Listen, I'm driving around for Lyft today and I'm having the time of my life. And I literally, like, the Lord's blowing my mind left and right, and the people he's putting in my car, and it's literally this picture of this scripture, of this 11th hour commissioning, of this new breed, these ones, the next generation, these ones that are being called in the 11th hour at a critical time, a very critical time. And God is commissioning them in unusual ways. And so I'm prophesying over these ones. He's putting them in my car, and I can see the call of God on their life, and I'm prophesying over them, and I'm praying for them, and the Lord is doing it, and he's amazing. And so, I mean, this has been happening for the last couple, I mean, it's been happening for a while, and he's blown my mind, and it is so much fun. And I literally said to the Holy Spirit, are you having a good time? Like, are you enjoying this? And I heard him say, I'm having the time of my life. And I knew what he was saying to me. I'm having the time of my life. Okay. Listen, my life is not my own. It was bought at a price. Your life is not your own. It was bought at a price. The Holy Spirit was saying, I'm having the time of my life. Because listen, guys, my life, Christy, my life belongs to him. He's having the time of my life. My life is not my own. He's having so much fun because I've given him my life, laid it down before him, and now it's him living his life through me. He's having the time of my life. And this is what it looks like. Help. When you lay it down and you give him everything, he will give you, oh my gosh, when you give him your life, he will take it, he will transform it, and he'll hand it back to you, and it'll be the most satisfying, the most fulfilling, the most igniting, the most energizing, the most fun you have had. It will be hard. It will be a struggle. Yes, of course. There will be resistance, yes, of course, but it'll be something that energizes you. It'll be when you walk in purpose, especially in this 11th hour, when it is for him, when it is laid down at his feet, it is the best. Hallelujah, Jesus. He says, there's a changing of the guard and nothing can stop it. He says, I am the Lord and I will have my way. He says, get ready for a massive overtaking. Get ready for a massive turnover of leadership in the body of Christ. The new leadership will lead from a place of humility, from going low, from being a servant. They will look like Jesus. They will be busy going about their Father's business. he says, I will bless them with great joy. I will bless them with great prosperity. I will bless them with great purpose. And legacy, I heard the word legacy. Yes, I know that. Yes, he says, look out for these ones. They're coming to a city near you. They're coming to a town near you. And you will recognize them. You will see the fire of God in them through their life. You will see them. You will know them by their fruit. And it's going to look different. And people are going to question if it's God. It's going to make a lot of people angry. You're going to see the religious spirit riling against these ones. But he says, they are protected by me. They are changing the status quo. They are catalysts of change. They are the pioneers. And these are the ones he's using to bring in the great and mighty harvest. And it's all for his glory. And he wants me to end the word there. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you. And I bless each and every one of you to take this word to the Lord so that he can speak more to you about it. Lord, we give you all the glory. I could do nothing of myself. I prophesy by grace and grace alone. In Jesus' name, amen.